Farenthold asked to have his name removed from the primary ballot following ongoing accusations of sexual harassment, but his request came after the state's deadline to remove himself from the ballot. Chris Gober, an attorney representing the Republican Party of Texas, told an Austin federal judge that they were dropping their lawsuit because the party and the Secretary of State's office had come to an agreement that it is the party chairman, James Dickey, who ultimately submits the list of which candidates are running in the 2018 primary election.
It would clear the way for him not to submit Blake Farenthold's name and the Secretary of State to do nothing about it.
But the attorneys representing the Secretary of State's office say the party's move also runs the risk of someone alleging a contested election. Brandon Rodenhouse, a political science professor with the University of Houston, says,
one of the worst things that could happen is that there's confusion or contention about the winner.
And Rodenhouse says that voter uncertainty, mixed with the San Antonio federal court's redistricting ruling to have Farenthold's congressional district redrawn, could hurt the party's chance of holding that seat during the next election cycle. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.